This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
But it's going to feel like a Monday, because that's just the way it is when there's a holiday. Lucky us, we're all together. The DJV show is on the air with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and Doug Steffen to review the happenings. What's happening, baby? Happening. Happening stuff from Jennifer Horn. All right.
Well, what's happening is Kavanaugh fever. It'll be all Kavanaugh all the time for the next several days. And that is because Judge Kavanaugh begins his Supreme Court nomination hearings. In that process, I think it's going to be about 4 days, if you believe the experts, and it all starts today. And just before the confirmation hearings, a lawyer for George W. Bush turned over 42,000 pages of documents from the nominee service in the Bush White House, which didn't make Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer too happy, because he wanted to delay the proceedings so that he could read all of these. So he says not a single senator will be able to review all of this. But there will be no delay. The scheduled hearings start at 9:30 this morning. There'll be opening statements by committee members. And there'll be a lot of political posturing on both sides of the aisle. A lot of people in my home state of California will be watching Dianne Feinstein, who is under a lot of pressure because she's running against a really far-left candidate in Kevin DeLeon, who's been putting on public pressure, saying she better disrupt these hearings or she's not worth the vote. So it'll be interesting to see how everybody performs.
She's not worth the vote if she doesn't disrupt the hearings.
And
who in their right mind believes that that is appropriate?
Well, Kevin DeLeon's behind her in the polls by like 40 points. Huh. So he's trying to do anything he can to make it, to try to make up a little of that distance. And so one of those things is by having people pay attention to how she might behave during these proceedings with I almost said Neil Gorsuch, with Brett Kavanaugh.
So is there anything to that? Actually, Jennifer, you're the Californian here. The full-time Californian. Is there anything to that? Can he gain any ground, or is this just nonsense? She's been there a long time. She's not even campaigning, right? She's not participating in.
Sure, she's up for re-election, she's not spending much money. No, not much, because she doesn't have to. Against Kevin DeLeon, he's the leader of the Senate in the state of California, but he doesn't have the amount of name recognition that she has. So I think she's going to be safe. But this, I also can't blame fault people for trying what they're thinking might work out. And so he might pick up some votes. He might pull in with another 10 percentage points. He's, again, behind her by a huge amount. So if there are people who are paying attention to this and see this as a threat to women's reproductive rights, well, maybe he picks up a few points.
All right, so who's seeing this in a different way? That is, from the age perspective. She's 84, 86. What's her deal? As much as
I think she's 84. She's that old. Wow.
Bothers me. Yeah. She's been in the Senate for, God, 43 years or something. How long has she been?
This will be her sixth term. So that would be
six times six is 36.
36, yeah.
Yep. Okay. So who among the Senate, let's just take this apart, thinking about McCain's passing, he was 82. How many, do we have a list of senators? There are 100 senators serving, two from each state. Pretty soon it'll be 102 when we add Puerto Rico. So what is the breakdown age-wise? Youngest senator, oldest senator, who's in between? That would be an interesting, fascinating.
The oldest sitting senator is Dianne Feinstein.
Yes, okay. But there are plenty who are close to her age, bumping up into the 80s. McCain was 82. I think Schumer is in his mid-70s anyway. I'm just trying to put the rest of the pack together in my mind. Orrin Hatch, who's retiring, is 80-something or other.
It's, let's see, Dianne Feinstein's 85. Chuck Grassley is 84 and 352 days. Yeah. Orrin Hatch is 84 and 166 days. Then Richard Shelby from Alabama. Yeah. Jim Einhoff from Oklahoma. Pat Roberts from Kansas. This is surprising. Barbara Masuki, I didn't realize she was the, I'm sorry, Mikulski. She's 82 years old. John McCain, who's out. Yep. Tad Cochran, Harry Reid. Oh, this must be an old list. But still, the ranking is there. Yeah. Huh.
Wait a second. So the list, and it said that Feinstein was 85. How old is she?
It's updated. No, it's updated. The youngest member of Congress, and this still stands, is Tom Cotton from Arkansas. He is 41 years old.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it gives you, again, it sort of puts things into perspective. I think it's important to know. Let's see, the two in New York, where we are, New Jersey, actually, for you now. What's Cory Booker is about 50, isn't he? Early 50s, if I'm not.
He's number 10 on the list of the youngest. He is 49.
I thought he was in his
40s.
49, yeah.
Okay.
But close enough, yeah.
And who's the other senator from New Jersey? I don't even remember who the other senator is. Sounds like you don't either.
I don't either. I'm thinking about
I don't know who your
Bob Menendez
are.
Or at least it used to be. Yeah.
Menendez is gonzo, though.
Didn't he go to jail?
Yeah.
Yep, he's he's long gone.
I don't know who it is now.
Yeah. And in California, we have Feinstein.
Kamala Harris.
Harris. She was the old
She's also young, attorney. Yeah. She's in the top 10. Yeah.
Right. So, and the people replacing, there are two new senators that will represent Arizona, because Flake is getting out. Whoever replaces, is there any buzz on that as to whether it really will be McCain's wife?
No, I doubt it. Although you'll probably hear who it is today or tomorrow. That'll be,
you doubt it will be her?
I doubt it will be her. The governor is, Doug Ducey, the governor of Arizona, is under a large amount of stress to pick the right person. And it's got to be someone that the McCain family is comfortable with, and it's got to be someone who is, and by the way, Bob Menendez is still the sitting senator of New Jersey.
He is, yeah, I just looked that up. It's the other Menendez in New York.
He's not in jail.
There's another Menendez in New York who went to jail from, I think, Long Island or something.
But isn't Menendez... Is dirty, I thought, wasn't he?
He was under investigation.
Okay.
Still the senator. But just to fill in the blanks with Cindy, I don't even think that John McCain wanted Cindy to take over this position. He had asked for a female. He said he'd like a female and a Hispanic female to take his place.
Really?
I think that the governor of the state is going to be under tremendous pressure to come up with someone that both the Trump people in Arizona like, because there's a large contingency of Trump supporters, and then also someone that the McCain family is going to be happy with, because keep in mind that Governor Ducey is also up for election. He's also got to fight for his political life going on right now. So I don't know who the choice will be.
What's his deal? Why is he in not a comfortable position?
Oh, no, he's in a comfortable position, but he's still up for election in
November. So isn't it fight
November.
For his life?
But it could be if he makes the wrong people angry, I suppose, right? You're never comfortable in an election year. But he's doing okay. He's expected to win re-election.
So Meghan McCain is too young. She's 33. You have to be 36 to be a senator, I think, don't you?
Yeah.
Isn't it the same as president, 35. 36?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
But I don't even think she's being... I think she, of anybody, would probably be the more likely selection.
Yeah.
But it really... I don't really think it should be Cindy McCain. Cindy McCain is not kind of...
No.
It's not
Meghan.
As Mary Bono.
Yeah. So maybe what we should do is send Kim Kardashian over there. What do you think?
Right now, what will happen immediately, if it hasn't already... is that Democrats in the state of Arizona will file a lawsuit and ask for a special election so that they can try to retake that seat. If the governor is allowed to appoint someone, that person would carry out John McCain's term, which is another few years. If the Democrats in Arizona have their way, though, they would like to have a special election probably next year sometime.
All right, so what I heard and thought was the case was the person appointed would be in the seat till 2020, and then somebody has to run for the last 2 years of McCain's 6-year term. That's sort of what I heard the piece of the pie were. So that has some ramification to it one way or another. And you just wonder how we're changing the chairs on the deck here. because that's what it sort of feels like. And there are a lot of senators, more than in the House, who seem to want to get out. Isn't there, aren't there any number of senators who have said, who else is not running? Do you know, just out of curiosity, the obvious?
Well, Jeff Flake is the obvious one because...
No, I mean up in, around the country. People who have decided they've had enough of this.
Well, the other is Senator Corker from Tennessee. He's decided he wasn't going to run again. And then he changed his mind because he kind of healed his relationship with the president. And so then he's like, well, maybe I should stick it out, but it was too late. But Corker and Flake are the two that have kind of stepped away on the Republican side who've just said they're not going to do it anymore.
Well, I'm going to bet that no matter what your experience, if you've been in there at least 6 years, you made enough friends and acquaintances so that you come out of it with a pretty good job. That is usually the secondary and sometimes the primary reason for leaving those seats. If you don't have politics in your blood, like McCain did. McCain was never going to do anything else other than that. And maybe you look at Feinstein, she's not going to do anything else. But there are plenty of people, younger people, young men and women, who are in those positions or over in the House, who find that they can work their way around because there are so many lobbyists, so many law firms, so many people who are trying to maintain or gain influence in Washington that there's just the doors open, floodgate of influence peddlers. And that's really what they are. They become... influence. They're paid guns for hire. Sell this, sell that. Change this, change that. Influence this, influence that. That's what it is. It hasn't become government of the people, by the people, for the people. It's government of the special interests and big companies and big, big, big. Everything's big, 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 big. That's why the government's gotten so big. All right. So that's our overview of the realities. The election... local elections are today around the country. A lot of primaries in my community. There is a state rep seat that's open because of the passing of my friend Chris Walsh. So there are four people running. None of them are him. There's nobody who even he was very special, known around the state as somebody who really got the political side of things, got the governmental side of things. We were very fortunate to have him. There's a young girl running who's got the support of lots of people who are I call them the puppeteers. They want to run everything. They're the ones that got the mayor elected, and they've put up a candidate who's a kid that doesn't know anything about anything so that they can, and they're really very influential. They're power brokers. It's very interesting to see how they all work. And then there is a seasoned older fella who's, he's all right. There's a young woman that I think is quite good, who has her heart in the right place and is knowledgeable, has some maturity to her. But it's really interesting to see who's running for these positions and how some of these political machines that we thought were long gone, there's machine politics involved on every level. So we'll see how that sort of thing works out. Again, the primaries are more important than the general election, folks. If you have a primary today in your community, go vote. Figure out who the people are who are running and go vote, because you're the ones that then end up with, if you don't vote, with people who are lunatics, because always the wacko end of both parties get out. They want to vote on the primary because they want to get their whack job candidates in. So you leave it to somebody else, and the whack jobs are the ones who run. That's my observation. Thank you very much. Let me see. Speaking of observing, that stuff that stains are made of on your teeth, you've been drinking wine, Jennifer?
Of course.
And you've been drinking tea, Victoria? None of us really. Well, Jennifer drinks coffee. There are all kinds
of... going out of fashion.
Really? Lots of reasons that affect the way your teeth look, but we have one solution to fix that problem, and it's not using the trays or the strips that make you feel your gums feel sensitive. No, power swabs, power swabs, power swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no messy anything. Clinically studied, proven, patented natural tooth detergent, whitening agent, all natural, all white, stains disappear. Call 800-208-1797. Order your power swabs now. Use the DJV code, get 50% off. 800-208-1797. So when they say smile, you'll be proud of your smile.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Back to the action here. A lot of musical action today. It's a Tuesday on the DJV proceeding. Jen, Jen, Victoria, Kara, Doug studying the music of Paul McCartney as the word comes out that he had a vivid experience. I guess that's the way we would describe it, or he describes it actually. Taking drugs in his younger days left him convinced that he had seen God. Discussing his own spirituality in an interview in the Sunday Times in London, McCartney claimed that there was a something higher, likened it to the time he took some kind of drug with art dealer and gallery owner Robert Fraser. He says, quote, "We were immediately nailed to the sofa." He talks about taking drugs. This isn't the heyday of the Beatles, by the way. "And I saw God. This amazing, towering thing. I was humbled. And what I'm saying is that moment didn't turn my life around, but it was a clue." So he talks a lot about it in this interview. I couldn't see the top, couldn't see the bottom of what he was looking at. Anybody else would say it's just the drug, the hallucination. But both Robert and I were saying, did you see that? We felt we had experienced a higher thing. The drug was very popular during the time that the Beatles were big. It was LSD, magic mushrooms, that kind of thing. I think Ringo had the magic mushrooms, if I'm not mistaken.
Sounds right.
Yeah, no, he didn't. I remember his story. After discussing the, I don't see this as religion. I don't see, God's tied to the commercial and industrial religions, but I see this as an experience. I think I've seen God and experienced God. I think we all do every day in different ways. We just don't, some of us realize it and recognize it, and some of us don't. And I don't mean that to sound like an elitist, because I'm not making judgments. I know what works for me, because I think God for everybody is a very, very personal thing. If you choose to experience it sitting in a chair in the middle of a park, or you're sitting in a pew in church, or you're sitting in your car, for me, it's sitting in my tractor, frankly, out on the farm. That's where I experience God. Actually, he said, McCartney detailed the moment of connecting with his wife, Linda, after she died. This is 1998 when she died. He spent extensive time in the countryside where he saw a white squirrel, which he thought was Linda coming back to give him a sign. There are a lot of people who feel that way about some of the signs. I know when my friend Edgar died, he loved butterflies, and there were never any butterflies on my farm. And the day we had a service for him, there were hundreds of butterflies flying around where we were.
Wow.
Anyway, McCartney is set to release his latest solo album, Egypt Station, coming up on the 7th, which is what, Friday? The 7th is Friday, yeah. Sings about his past drinking habits. The track is called Happy With You. He said he felt like he had self-medicated, most particularly in the period right after the Beatles split up. He said, I was bummed out in the middle of a horrendous thing where somebody was trying to take every penny that we'd ever made. It wasn't easy. It led to a difficult time in his life. He medicated there and drank more than he ever had, probably more than he has since. But you go through it, so. Anyway, he's done okay, reportedly worth $475 million. His music and his entertaining bit, I think his status. He's a very good human being who is doing good things and doing well at doing good things. Do we all agree about McCartney that way?
Yeah, absolutely.
No matter what your age, people know who McCartney is. And then they start figuring out who the Beatles are. And that can really blow your mind. Speaking of blowing your mind. 28 after the hour here on the DJB program. I just want to know how you feel. I want to love your soul.
Trust your gut. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We are probably the only species that doesn't instinctively trust our gut. It's fascinating because as intelligent as we believe we are, we somehow overlook even the simplest warning from our gut. I knew I shouldn't have gone there last night. Then why'd you go? I knew that was the wrong relationship for me. Then why'd you stay in it? I knew. Well, then, if you know, then do. Trust your gut. Your instinct won't lie to you. Your instinct won't make you question things a whole bunch. It simply knows. Whatever you're deciding on, step back and listen to your gut. Whatever your gut tells you, go with that. You know right from wrong. You know where you should and shouldn't go and who you should and shouldn't hang around. So listen to yourself, because you're much wiser than you're giving yourself credit for being. Trust your gut. And your gut is probably telling you to listen to more of what I have to say. So listen to Tackling Life, my podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with Coke.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical Storm Gordon heading for the northern Gulf Coast and now expected to make landfall tonight as a hurricane. Dave Roberts of the National Hurricane Center says it's moving pretty quickly.
System is still moving toward the west-northwest, about 17 miles per hour, pretty decent clip. Now we should see some decrease in forward speed over the next few days.
With Gordon expected to strengthen, they've already issued a hurricane warning from the Alabama-Florida border to the Louisiana-Mississippi border. The Senate Judiciary Committee will today start taking up the Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh, and the hearings are expected to run all this week. President Trump nominated Kavanaugh to replace retired Justice Anthony Kennedy, who was often a swing vote on the closely divided high court. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How did you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let's get back to what today is, Tuesday, the 4th of September, 2018. Write that down in your book as we proceed to inform you, engage you, hopefully, what's to know and what do we think about it. DJB players include Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. So, Victoria, it's to you for the latest trend from your experience looking around to see what's what and who's who.
Well, you'll see lots of news about Detroit in today's news. 50,000 Detroit public school students will start the school year today without any drinking water. And so all their water will come from coolers instead of fountains after the discovery of elevated levels of lead and copper. And that is the latest setback. And, of course, we already know about the Flint, Michigan water crisis. And so now this is affecting Detroit public schools. They started turning off 18 different schools' water, and now it has stretched into all 106 schools in the district, which is not far from Detroit. It's just outside. The coolers and the bottled water will cost $200,000 over the next 2 months, and the district said they'll probably seek bids for a longer-term contract. Kids at the schools, and this is kind of sad, the principal said, kids at the schools are already have already had more water from coolers than drinking fountains. For the younger kids, they may never have had drinking fountain water because it's been that long of a problem. And Detroit actually isn't even the first major school district to switch to bottled water. 49,000 students in Portland, Oregon had their water turned off in 2016 after they had high levels of lead in their water. That took 2 years to fix the problem, but now apparently they are back on track. And fountains at most schools in the 80,000 student Baltimore districts have been shut off for more than a decade. And that's something that you just don't hear about a lot, except now that all this Detroit water situation has really put a spotlight on where water is contaminated throughout the country. I know here in New Jersey, in South Jersey, the water is horrendous. And right. I've noticed such a difference even just moving from New York City, where you would think the water is gross, but it's actually a lot better than it is here in New Jersey.
Yeah, being in a Baltimore suburb, we had a story come out about the county that I grew up in a few weeks ago, and of course the school that I went to had the highest level of lead in the county, which was very comforting. Luckily, the water fountains, there weren't a ton of them, but they were so gross looking that no one even considered drinking out of them. But when I was in high school, that was more, the thought was, ew, this is gross, you never know what people in the school are doing, not, oh, I'm concerned about high levels of lead in the water.
Right. It's not something you think about.
Yeah, in modern schools, it's not an issue that you think you have to worry about.
Well, the pipes that are used now in modern building are plastic and not metal. Lead is a problem and has been a problem for decades. It's kind of, although not put in the same category as asbestos, it ought to be because it's that bad for you. But here's the thing, the conundrum here for me, if I were in this circumstance, I think I'd want to be looking at something that wasn't in a plastic bottle. Because whether these people realize it or not, whether the news has hit them in the head or not, plastic can be just as dangerous for your well-being as lead. Copper, not so much, actually. Our systems don't have normally enough copper in them, and not many people say that or even know that. But copper is responsible for a lot of things like the tone of your skin and the color of your hair. And if you age, if your skin wrinkles early on in your life or your hair turns prematurely gray, it's because you don't have enough copper in your system. You can ask any number of, especially alternative doctors, about that. But there's no, let there be no mistake, lead is death. It is death. And so having that in the water is just damnable, irresponsible. Who the hell's in charge if there's still lead in the water there? But the other side of it, again, is plastic. If you, depending on where they're storing these bottles, by the end use, it could be just as bad for you. Mm-hmm. So what the heck is the solution? What's the real healthy solution? That's a question I think is yet to be answered, because there hasn't been a big hoopla yet about plastic. The stir is beginning, and people who are in the know understand how bad plastic is. But so what's the alternative to that, other than some leadership? It looks like Detroit and Michigan as a whole has some pretty bad management, pretty bad leadership. That's the way it smells to me. I wouldn't want to be, I've never thought, Michigan has never been a state that I thought was attractive. Sorry to those of you who are listening in Michigan. I don't see what, Michigan's
well,
been a fabulous industrial
state. For the Baltimore
state.
Schools, those fountains have been turned off for a decade.
There's
and
no
one's
excuse.
Done anything.
There's no damn management anywhere.
Yeah.
And look around. I was talking about the primaries earlier. And how many people who are around different parts of the country, I just was looking at the ballot for what I'm going to the polls to vote on today, primary action. There are candidates for all the slots, but many of them, like Pocahontas, doesn't have anybody running against her. And then there are other people running for the state Senate, three or four names that one person I recognize on the Republican side. But nobody on the Democratic side, because once you're in Massachusetts, pretty much if you're a Democrat, you're there until you die, if you want to stay there. So there are The governor has is a Republican. He has a little bit of opposition from a couple of token Democrats, but they won't get anywhere because he's very popular. The lady who's in Congress, Catherine Clark, nobody running against her. There's nobody running against the state senator from our district. I just looked down through the ballot here.
That's a lot of money.
Costs a lot of money to run.
If they're popular, and if there's people that think they're not going to win, well, then they don't run.
Yeah. So, but isn't that part of the problem with our system, Jennifer? That nobody.
I think so.
I think a lot of people
get priced out of running.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's why we have so many old senators, because they're younger people. It's either too much of an uphill battle to even think about all the fundraising that's involved, or they just don't even have the money to start. You have to have some sort of a base, or you're not going to take out loans. I guess some people do, but if you don't think you're going to win, or if you don't have a really strong chance, then you're just strapped with debt. It's a mess. The whole system.
Individuals can put as much of their money in as they want. There's no limit on that. And people borrow money to get into these jobs, and in the case of the representative, state reps in Massachusetts, even though it's considered a full-time job, I think the starting pay is $68,000 or something. That is hardly a way to attract somebody if they're... It isn't the money that should attract people to the job, but there needs to be a living wage. Otherwise, the really qualified people that have good jobs that would otherwise be interested or be good at it, if you're going to really pay attention to it, they don't want to run.
Right,
it's
not
almost
everybody
like
can be Trump or Bloomberg
want,
or, you know,
right.
where they can walk away from a business and have enough money to actually, you know, run.
It's almost
the
like,
office.
Victoria, they were asking for it. Like, okay, well, we know you're going to get bribed and there'll be considerations from your constituents. So here, the token payment is $68,000 a year, and see if you can steal another $60,000 or $70,000 or $80,000 from other sources. So that's the way it is. It just is very troubling. So let's get away from that. Today, we celebrate National Wildlife Day. Especially good on this program because there's a lot of wildlife on this program. As Henry David Thoreau once wrote, "In wilderness is the preservation of the world." National Wildlife Day. Ulysses Grant signed a law establishing Yellowstone Park as America's first national park on March 1st, 1872. And then in September of 1962, a boost for the environmental movement was the publishing of Silent Spring by Rachel Carson. Who here among us, other than me, has read this book? It basically overviews the adverse effect of pesticides on the environment, something that is more prominent today. But this, going back to the 60s, she was considered a nutcase, lunatic, a far leftist. And now much of what she wrote about has turned out to be true, thanks to Monsanto and that ilk. Let's see. December of 73, the Endangered Species Act was passed. President Nixon signing a law protecting threatened species from extinction as a quote-unquote consequence of economic growth and development. Untempered by adequate concern and conservation. Well, the first part of it makes a lot of sense, but there is a lot of concern. It's not heavy enough. It's heavier now than it used to be. In 2006, this day was born. Colleen Page created this day in honor of the late wildlife conservationist Steve Irwin, who was the crocodile hunter. Remember him? Got eaten by a crocodile.
No, stingray.
Yeah.
Stingray.
Stingray,
right.
He had a heart attack,
Yeah, right. So... But it sounds better if he's the crocodile.
That's what you want.
Sounds right. All right, he was a big TV star, actually, and that brings us around. How about this for a clever segue, Jennifer, into an overview of what's on TV as things begin to warm up. New season about to start. Lots of people excited. The American Idol auditions start in Louisiana. Why in Louisiana? Shreveport Municipal Auditorium
spot.
This weekend.
They go all around the country. They try to do it, and I think, in different places every year, so it's not just all major cities, so they get some small-town talent.
All right, so what's the... let's say somebody's listening right now, aspiring singer, wants to submit an audition video, how do they do that? How does one, let's say I want to submit an audition video. I can sing, Mamma Mia.
Well, I don't think you actually submit a video. So I had a friend who just auditioned in Phoenix, I think it was. And you basically just register online and then you go and there are tons and tons of people who are waiting outside. And so this was last week when it was boiling hot and Phoenix was no different. And I guess they changed the venue to an outdoor one, so everyone just had to stand outside for hours and hours. And then the process, actually, they take you like four at a time to go into a back room with a producer, and then you each stand there and sing part of
your
song.
I've seen this story.
And they may or may not react to you. My friend didn't make it through, but he at least got a little bit of a reaction from the producer, who gave him some feedback. The other three people in the room, no feedback. And they just send them out. And so either you make it in front of the judges, or a lot of people don't even make it in front of the judges.
So, are the judges actually there?
Not in the first room. So you get there, you wait, then you go in front of a producer. And if the producer decides not to take you, you don't even see the judges.
Right. So the people they make fun of on purpose.
Yes.
Yeah. Luke Bryan is still the judge. Katy Perry's still the judge. Lionel Richie's still the judge this year.
Yep. They're all back.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people have come out of this system. Television ratings were okay last year. So if the audition starts September 9th, it doesn't hit the air, though, till January, right? So it's a four-month in advance sort of process.
That's how it always goes, though. They always start with the auditions early.
They do. So this takes a lot of time. Is this a daily thing? Is it a daily grind, week in and week out, for these, or is it one night a week that they have these auditions?
I don't know. Kara, how long was your friend there? Did he say if it was like two nights or three nights in one city?
I don't know how long the auditions lasted. I thought they were just one day, but it must be longer because he said he was there for 6 hours. So I can't imagine. They must take them a really long time to get through everyone, because from the pictures I've seen from every audition, it's like thousands and thousands of people show up.
Yeah.
Unless they've got 50 producers and 50 different rooms working with people, but
they aren't really producers. They're just kids that have some musical experience. They're not real producers. They're just there to sort of.
Well, that's the name that they give people.
I know, they call them producers.
Anyone who produces anything is a producer.
Right. All right. So we're all producers here. Hooray! All right, Jennifer, what about what's on tonight? On television, I was trying to think of last night.
Well, we've got some new. Oh, you watched a few.
Oh,
I bet.
Wait. NCIS, no, you know
right?
what? Yesterday, last night I was out driving someplace, and Richie called me, and he said, "Are you an Amazon Prime member?"
Oh, and I said, excited about Jack Ryan.
Yeah, he said it's the new 24. He said it was fabulous. He thinks Krasinski is fabulous, production is fabulous, and I don't know. I forget whether I have Prime or not. It's not on my screen on my TV.
But I don't think you're a Prime member. You and I talked about that last week. Yeah. We went through stuff. I don't think you're a Prime member. Because you have to pay it on. It's $115 for the year.
Is it?
But it's only worth it if you order a lot of stuff from Amazon and you want the two-day shipping.
How do I watch Jack Ryan?
You have to be a Prime member.
Oh, okay. So that's their mistake. Either that or they don't want it. I mean, I understand they could advertise a lot of their own stuff. But if they keep it to Amazon Prime, people won't necessarily know about things like this Jack Ryan show. So I'll have Brendan's coming to spend 3 or 4 days here. I'll have him line it up when he's here on Thursday. then I'll be able to watch Jack Ryan. Take Richie's advice. All right, Jen, what else is on tonight?
All right, tonight, some good stuff for the girls and for me. There's a new show on E! Called Model Squad that starts tonight, and this is going to follow some hopefuls that want to become members of the Victoria's Secret Angels Squad. The girls will celebrate. They'll commiserate with a week of working and a getaway in the Hamptons, where booties will pop and so will the tempers. That's Model Squad starting tonight, Episode 1, Season 1, Work Hard, Play Hard on E! That starts at 8 o'clock tonight. Also new tonight, Below Deck Mediterranean and Million Dollar Listing in New York. That's Bravo starting at 9 o'clock. A new Bachelor in Paradise tonight at 8 p.m. on ABC, followed by Castaway. And America's Got Talent is new tonight on NBC at 8.
10 before the hour here on the DJV Show.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Alright, lots of info here on technology. It's Tech Talk time. 53 past the hour. And because Victoria's back, her voice sounds strong and hearty. We'll deal with a couple of tech issues. I bought by the way, an 8S yesterday. I'll tell you about that.
Good for you. I'm excited for you.
All right.
You probably hate it right now because it's got a lot of new things on it.
The guy was very helpful. It helped me put it together. And it was good. It was good experience.
Good. That should last you for a couple of years, for sure.
I hope so. Well, the last one was supposed to last almost 2 years. It lasted almost 2 years, the 6. All right, so Microsoft is in the news. What's the scoop here, Victoria?
Well, Microsoft owns Skype, and that's something that maybe a lot of people don't realize. But if you are a Skype user, which a lot of people are, you may have noticed that Skype has had so many different redesigns over the past few years. That has been Microsoft behind the scenes trying to compete with Snapchat, trying to make Skype cooler. People prefer FaceTime, so they've been trying to make it more like FaceTime. They basically have been chasing every other design out there, and it's completely backfired. So now, Microsoft announced yesterday they're going to be simplifying the design again. They're going to redesign it once again, and so the Snapchat-like features are going to go. They're going to get rid of everything that doesn't look like the original Skype, and they said that they just needed to take a step back and simplify because people were really complaining. They couldn't make calls anymore. They couldn't do video calls. The messaging was kind of all messed up. They had a Skype mobile app is also going to be redesigned because they tried to make it look too much like Snapchat. Snapchat, and Skype users just hated it. And they were going to get rid of the desktop version, and people apparently went ballistic with that because more people use Skype on a desktop than they do on a mobile app. And that's another thing Microsoft didn't see coming. So they basically were really behind the eight ball on this one, and Skype has lost so much footing in that platform. So WhatsApp, Messenger, from which is an Apple Messenger, FaceTime, of course, is on all of the iPhones, WeChat, Line, and Telegram are all services that do the same thing that Skype does, and they've become so popular that Skype has really been left in the dust. So Microsoft has a really big task ahead of them if they're going to revive it.
So what does that say about me? I use Skype all the time.
Well, did you notice that the design keeps changing and it's harder to navigate around and to work it?
Because no, I hit the camera and it lights up who I'm talking to. I don't see any difference, and I don't find a problem with it at all.
All right. Well, then you are their audience.
I am the audience. Yes,
you are their target audience.
Simple. Amazon has new gadgets that are going to give college students more storage space and charging power for all their electronics. Let's hear that story.
The Geek Out.
If you or somebody you know is about to go back to college, I may have found a useful gadget. Now, dorms are small. We know this. They're tight on storage and never have enough outlets. On Amazon, there is a bed lift set that is comprised of four stands that will lift the bed 7 inches further off the ground, therefore creating more storage space under the bed. And get this, one of them has four electrical and USB outlets to power all the stuff. You simply plug that lift into the wall, and now you've got power for your computer, your book light, your pencil sharpener, your beer fridge. Oh, the Studio 3B four-piece USB bed lift set is just $35 and available via Amazon. We've posted a direct link on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
All right, next up on the agenda here on Tech Talk, a bill in California. Oh, here we go. But this is a good one.
Net
neutrality is in the focus here. Let's see what they do in California.
Yeah, California's legislature has approved a bill that's being called the strongest net neutrality law in the country. The bill would ban internet providers from blocking and throttling legal content and prioritizing some sites and services over others. Essentially, it's going back to the way it was under the Obama administration. They're following all the same guidelines. You can't charge small businesses more money to have higher speeds. It's everybody's equal, and that's why it's called net neutrality. It's still the worst name ever because it's confusing, but they want everything to be neutral. And so if this now goes, this is now heading to the governor's desk. Governor Jerry Brown hasn't actually said if he'll sign the legislation, but it does have a lot of support. And if it becomes law, then internet providers are probably going to sue because the FCC, sneaky little guys that they are, they actually put a new rule in there that no one saw saying that states can't sue to create their own net neutrality laws. So that probably will not end in that won't end well for them. It will probably go to the Supreme Court. But sneaky, sneaky FCC, Ajit Pai, he's still on my list.
Still on your list. He's still the one after all these years. Not her favorite. 59 past the...
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.